Mr. President, Prime Minister, NATO Secretary General Lord Robertson, EU High Representative Solana, ministers, excellencies, the Minister of Defense from France, officers, men and women of NATO and EU4. The launching of EU4's first operation is a great moment for both the European Union, this country, and NATO. Operation Concordia marks an important milestone in the development of EU security and defence policy. The multifaceted significance of which should not be underestimated or understated. For us in the EU, Operation Concordia is a further sign of our strong commitment to this country, and we very much appreciate your cooperation, Mr. President, and your governments in making this takeover as smooth as possible. I want to emphasize that the European Union is fully committed to preserving the sovereignty, unity, territorial integrity and stability of your country. Your government has from the beginning taken a resolutely positive attitude towards the EU and has given a very high priority to moving your country closer to the European Union. Secretary General of NATO, to NATO, the men and women who served, to the officers, the commanding generals, our thanks. This is indeed a great day because NATO today gives passes to the European Union, the Euroforce, its first operation. And as Mr. Solana has indicated, we're absolutely certain that it will be a success. We pray for the safety of all the men and women who served. We wish them well and we thank them for serving their countries, for serving NATO and for serving the European Union.